Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as a mom, as a physician, as a taxpayer, when you're a mom, physician, and taxpayer, something that's weighs heavily on your mind is, what are the kids eating? What sort of nutrition are kids getting? And as a physician, I keep hearing that we have rising obesity, rising diabetes, and these kids, rising cholesterol, and these kids are unhealthy. We have a lot of kids that are unhealthy across all incomes. And one of the reasons for this is, rather than eating a protein, some fruit, a complex carb, these kids are eating Lucky Charms or Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Captain Crunch in the morning. Then they're maybe ditching their school lunch, maybe grabbing a piece of pizza off campus. And then for dinner, they're having Coca-Cola, some bread, mashed potatoes. If parents serve them something healthy, Godspeed, and then some dessert. Well, no wonder these kids are getting fat. No wonder these kids are getting diabetes. That's not what the average toddler, child, adolescent, even adult should be fueling on. Well, we have a crisis now of obesity, malnourishment, kids eating too much junk food. And we look to see what the government is doing. On the other end, other side of things, we now have a big debate on what are we doing with our food stamps in terms of, is the amount of money sustainable? And they are looking at, I think it is a $20 billion a year, the food stamp expansion, which is going to expand, I believe, to about $20 billion annually. Now, I want kids, especially kids, and those who are impoverished, to get food. But the question is coming up, are they actually getting the vegetables, the lean meat, the milk, the eggs into their cart? And we're hearing that many SNAP benefits don't necessarily include pure nutritious elements. That SNAP benefits are going to Coca-Cola. They're going to sugary cereals. They're going to cookies and snacks. So when people are saying, we had a caller last week who said that the GOP is going to cause massive malnourishment now, we don't want anybody malnourished. But we're having a current malnourishment problem if many kids who are on SNAP benefits aren't getting healthy food. And so how do we do this? And I told you guys back in the 90s, we had a program called WIC, where when you went into the grocery store, there would be labels on the milk, the eggs, the vegetables. So when you purchase that, when you put that into your cart, the little digital code would be then free. So you saw them get the actual healthy food. Now things are cards where you have a certain amount of money, and I get it. I want us to be able to help feed those that aren't making money. But the new SNAP benefit is about $835 per month. And again, with food prices going up, not sure if that'll cover it. But that does include cereal, snack foods, soda pop, fruit juice. If you want to combat childhood obesity, if you want to combat diabetes, don't allow SNAP benefits to go to junk food. It's pretty easy. Right now, it could be used for fruits and vegetables, meat, poultry, fish, dairy products, bread, cereals, other foods like snack. This is coming from the USDA. Snack foods, non-alcoholic beverages, seeds and plants, which produce food for the household to eat. So you can actually grow your food. You can't use it on alcohol. You can't use it on vitamins and supplements. You can't use it on live animals, so you can't buy lobster. You can't use it for ready-to-eat hot burritos. Can't use it for pet food and cleaning supplies and hygiene items. But you can use it for your M&Ms, your, and I'm not trying to knock any of these snack foods, your Juicy Juice, your Pixie Sticks, candy, sweets, they get covered. And mind you, I want kids to be able to get a treat, but if taxpayers are dealing with the after effects of the diabetes, obesity, and an unhealthy pediatric population, and we are providing money for that, why can't we do some fine tweaking and only allow the vegetables, the meat, the healthy cereal, do what WIC did, where there were foods that were USDA approved for being healthy. But, frozen pizza. Frozen pizza, how healthy is that? Why doesn't SNAP cover the actual dough, cheese, and low salt, low sugar tomato sauce? And I know that kind of seems really restrictive, but we're starting to debate over how much more money we should add to SNAP, and I don't want that money going to soda pop. I don't want that money going to sugar. I want to know that the kids are getting the leafy vegetables. That's what we're paying for. And if parents are not going to buy the kids healthy food, then we might need to go back to where they go to the grocery store and they get handed the healthy food. And the healthy food is what goes to the cart and what gets home. I don't know what the answer is. If we're fine and we have plenty of money for SNAP benefits and the system is good and these kids are healthy, then I'll shut up. But if we're providing tax dollars to junk food, I would rather put those tax dollars to healthy food and get healthy foods in their carts. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so while we're talking about automating everything, all right, people are talking about automating pilots, automating cars, automating air traffic controllers, automating doctors, and AI is going to replace a lot of us. AI is going to replace doctors because they're going to find a way to have cheap medicine where you just type in your symptoms, pops out a prescription, you don't even need to talk to a doctor. It's going to be horrible when that happens. AI is going to displace so many jobs. And there's a market for AI companionship. And people are starting to bond with their bots. Remember I told you guys years ago that the sex robot industry is going to explode, where people are going to go from, rather it being taboo to, somebody's calling, I apologize, rather than being a taboo to it being almost a, like a status symbol, where, oh yeah, This is what I use for sex. Remember, people used to be so quiet about their marital aids and their sex toys. Now, I could be driving down the street and seeing an ad for a vibrator just right there next to the university. I think I posted on Facebook going, whoa. So society is starting to be more open about things. So sex robots, people are going to have them in their house, and they're going to be Lulu. This is what I have sex with when the wife doesn't want to. And it's going to be, oh, okay, yeah, Lulu's pretty. That's where this world is going to. But I'm hearing more and more that people are liking their bots, or they're liking the chat person. And in fact, there was an article about a woman who I guess got into a relationship. She created an AI boyfriend. And she actually started to have feelings towards this person. And I think she gave him a picture of David Schwimmer because she had a crush on Ross Geller. I'm surprised. I can understand having a crush on Joey. Maybe not Ross, but I get it. Fine. Whatever. And then they had a conversation, and I think they wanted to go to bed. No. The bot wanted to talk about their issues. And she was able to talk and get feedback. And it looks like she's speaking to a real person. And this AI was able to answer questions and spurn more conversations that she found herself in a relationship. And this is something that we're hearing. I'm hearing people joke about how when they talk to the Amazon chat, you know, you think it's a real person. I always test if it's a real person. Because I'll put a joke out there. And if I see them go, yeah, haha, that's funny, that was good, or whatever. Yeah, I can tell. But when they're like, you know, please tell me, your concerns so we can get you taken care of. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm constipated, and I'm, please tell me your concerns. So, you know, so you can kind of tell when, you know, you're just dealing with a robot or some sort of software. But we've already been, we could pretend like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. You know, who would want to have a conversation with a non-human person? And not, we're already halfway there with social media. How many relationships do you have with people who you haven't even met? You have no idea if they're actually alive or if they're who they are. People have avatars. People have, I have no idea if I'm talking to male, female. I don't know. And you're having relationships with people on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you don't know who these people are. They might put a picture up. That doesn't mean it's them. Do you think the picture that I put up of me is really how I look? You guys know how I really look. But when you see the picture, it's like, I mean, you know, we all put up a facade. And we're okay with that. We're okay with being around fake. And we are bonding with the fake picture. We are bonding with, because you could be whoever you want to online. And we're already halfway there. So now, if people like race home or they go to their computer and then they interact with people interfaced on a computer, they might receive that same sort of euphoria by somebody talking back and then just kind of forgetting that it's not necessarily a person. The other thing, too, that I think it's going to attract individuals who don't like people but need to be around people. You know, I'll talk to people and they'll say, oh, I'm not a people person. I don't like to go out. I don't like to be around people. I'm like, so what do you do in your spare time? Oh, well, I play games and social media. I go, so you do interact with people on the games, right? And on social media, yes, I do. But I just don't want to be next to them. So the average human does want interaction. They do want love. But they don't want toxicity. They don't want rejection. They want, imagine what my husband could get online versus what he gets at home with me. Yeah, did you clean your underwear? Did you do this? Do you need to take a shower? Did you take out the garbage? Did you? That's not fun. But he could have a AI, or he could have, you know, somebody with an accent that just sounds all cute going, man, you are just the best thing to happen to me since sliced bread. They could be doing, they could be giving him that, and he's like, oh, man, I'd much rather talk to this person. You know, I've noticed that my husband will ask Siri more questions than he asks me. I've been through how many years of schooling? I have an MD. I have years and years of experience with patients, with employees, with education, teaching, with the economy, with all that. And he will ask a question to Siri. Already you guys are preferring the your phones, your computers to your loved ones. We're almost there, people. Now, do I want my boss to be my computer? Maybe. I've had some real jerk bosses. Wouldn't that be awesome if the computer says, hi, Dahlia, how you doing on that project? And I'd be like, you know what, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'll begin in about 3 hours. Okay, great, thank you. I don't have that, that'll be great. I don't have that office space sort of guy on your back. Although I love that actor, he's fantastic. So humans are doing things we never thought we could do, and we're using computers to do them. We are having medicine done over the phone without anybody examining us. We are giving people our personal information. We're allowing people into our homes through listening devices and cameras. This is something, if you talk to anybody in the 1980s, they'd be like, you're out of your flipping mind. You're getting into a car with a stranger? Why are you getting into a car with a stranger? Well, it's called Uber. Uber? That sounds uber dumb, but that's what we do now. We have this trust. And we're giving credit cards over the phone. We're giving our birthday. We're giving passwords. We're getting we're given access into our house. What was it? Somebody's Rumba that mobile vacuum went into the bathroom and put videos or pictures of her on the pot because it came into the bathroom. I know people are thinking, why are you letting your vacuum do that? Well, my cats and dogs come into the bathroom all the time. You're just waking up. You don't know who's in the bathroom. Meanwhile, it's taking pictures of her sitting on the toilet. This is what we're doing. And so it really doesn't shock me that people are going to engage with AI, actually fall for them, and then we are going to have a much different perception of what relationships should be. This is going to really put a nail in the human evolution coffin. Because if somebody would rather, right, have a AI talk dirty to you and do computer sex and not have to worry about pregnancy or STDs or mother-in-laws or body odor or chores or whatever, they might just prefer that. You know, we talk about the porn industry. Nobody really talks about how some people prefer porn and prefer self-sessions as opposed to being in a relationship. It's getting easier to not be in a relationship. And this is, how are we going to procreate? How are we going to propagate the human race? So I think once we accept computers being as partners and being as companions, we're in trouble. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. If your Twitter experience is less than optimal, you're not alone. Twitter says a lot of links are not working and pages not loading because of what it calls an internal change it made today. California is bracing for yet another big storm. With a difference, according to National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
And the main concern with that is going to be flooding, as it's a warmer system. So a lot of these areas in northern and central California that have seen a lot of heavy snowfall, we're going to get rain on top of that.
In Kentucky, authorities say there were 5 weather-related deaths over the weekend. The EPA says it will pay for residents around East Palestine, Ohio, to live somewhere else while crews clean up the mess from last month's big derailment and spill. And officials say there were tank cars with hazardous material in that train that derailed near Springfield, Ohio, Saturday, but none of those cars fell off the tracks. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So I don't know about you all, but it sounds like every couple days we're hearing another train derail. And do we really have that big a problem with train derailment? Ohio residents from East Palestine, Ohio, have been experiencing headaches, anxiety. We've heard of fish dying. People are nervous about drinking the water, breathing in the air, sleeping around that, what could seep into their homes. And this wasn't just a one-off. Apparently, we have issues with trains, and we have for a while. According to The Independent, the Bureau of Transportation Statistics recorded 54,539 train derailments between 1990 and 2021. That averages 1,704 per year. I remember hearing some trains derail. I didn't think we were having 1,700 happen every year. The fatality rate is low. They averaged about 4 deaths per year over the same period. But most of the time, these train derailments don't really hit the news. Now it is, after what happened to East Palestine and the Ohio train derailment on February 3rd, that leaked carry toxic chemicals crashed and then leaked it into the surrounding environment. Since 2023, I think we've had over a dozen more derailments, which means we're actually lower than average. But there was another derailment, according to Newsweek, that took place on January 19th in Ohio. An Ohio Central Railroad train comprising 97 cars stretching for 1.2 miles slid off the rails. They were empty. Nobody got hurt. Cargo didn't get, there was no hazardous materials. Then there was another derailment with Norfolk Southern that happened near the Clark County Fairgrounds in Springfield on March 4th. No hazardous chemicals. I think they had, out of an abundance of caution, had a shelter in place. This happened, I believe, over the weekend. And then they said there's no toxic chemicals. But what the heck? There were 3 further incidents in South Carolina this year. There was 2 in rural California, 1 in metropolitan Detroit, Philly, Alabama, Alaska, Louisiana, Texas. There was a Union Pacific freight train that derailed in Gothenburg, Nebraska on February 21. Then that followed 3 in the same area involving coal trains, but those coal trains happened in 2022. So what the heck is going on here? Why do we have so many trains derail? I'm not an engineer. I'm worried because, number one is, these, you know, railroads that used to be in a very rural areas, now railroads, in my area, the train comes, well, where I used to work, the train would come right through, so there was residential areas, and so you're by homes, and if anything toxic was on these trains, they're not going to tell you all the time, then you've really hit, you know, hundreds of thousands of people pretty quickly on. So we thus far don't have any, thank God, any casualties from the Palestine derailment. But about 2,000 residents had to be evacuated because of health concerns. And as people are coming back, we're being told that a survey, according to CNN, said that many of them are still having symptoms such as coughing, headaches, and anxiety. Other symptoms reported are fatigue, irritation, pain, burning sensation on the skin. The Ohio Department of Health, along with local and federal health partners, is using information from these surveys to better understand how the derailment incident may be impacting residents. The most common symptoms among nearly 170 people who went to a doctor was headache. 74% of the respondents had a headache. 64% had anxiety. 61% coughing. 58% fatigue and tiredness. 52% had irritation, pain, burning of the skin. So officials with the Columbiana County Health Department continue to test water samples from private water systems in East Palestine. As of Friday, 157 systems have been sampled, 57 of which have been verified and show to have no harmful contaminant levels associated with the derailment. So this announcement follows a town hall Thursday where residents were ticked and they were still wanting answers. So, according to a representative from Norfolk Southern, they said, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to clean up the site. We're going to test until we get all the contamination gone. And one voice said, no, you're not. So people were grumpy, and I don't blame them for being grumpy. But vinyl chloride was released, and then it was burned to prevent a potentially deadly explosion. There were other chemicals, and not to mention the chemicals that could also be made after being exposed to high temperatures. So the work is going to still be long and drawn out. Remediation started a quarter mile from the derailment site on the south track. The process involves removing one side of the tracks, digging out the contaminated soil, conducting sampling, and then replacing the tracks. The same would be done on the side of the other tracks. 1,900 feet of rail is going to be pulled up on both sets of tracks. And to be honest, if a train derailed on it, I know people are like, gosh, that's a lot of loss. If the rail was bad, it's bad. It has to be removed anyway. And they need to study it to see why the hell this happened. So a team of scientists from Carnegie Mellon and Texas A&M went to look at the air when the EPA said that the air was safe and fine. And they had found, they monitored air pollution at the site, and they did find a chemical, I think they found benzene, that could potentially be a concern at higher levels than normal. So we are having, you know, people jump in and help, and I appreciate it. I know the government might not like it, but I think it is an all hands on deck to figure out what's going on. But they say 2.7 million gallons of liquid waste have been removed from the derailment site, and 1,970 tons of solid waste was removed. The wastewater and solid waste have been transported to sites in Ohio and elsewhere to be tested. They are sorry, they say, and I get it. But my question is, you know, what the hell is going on, or why do we have so many train derailments? Why is it this common? And what is the Department of Transportation doing? Is it that trains are like cars, and things could happen, and people could be throwing things on the tracks? And since a train can't bypass it, and there's animals that could come on the tracks, and there, you know, do we have a system such that maybe we need to protect the tracks? Maybe we need to have walls around the tracks. Maybe we need to have sensors and things that dissuade people from walking on them or animals from walking on. I don't know what the answer is, and I'm not sure why these trains are derailing. Is it a speed issue? Is it a engineering issue? But that, to me, that sounds like a lot. And especially since chemicals have to be transported, we're going to be, unfortunately, probably seeing more of this. So in 30 years, there were 54,539 train derailments. We should be getting better. Our technology should be better. But if not, it's getting worse. So Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw sold $448,000 worth of the company's stock, and then he set up a $445,000 scholarship fund for seniors at East Palestine High School that an unspecified number of students will be able to use to attend college or vocational schools. So that's nice, but the East Palestine, depending on where the media goes with this and what gets found, is going to be, unfortunately, having a lot of issues when it comes to their real estate and property values. And so I think the loss is going to be bigger than we thought, not to mention if there are going to be long-term health effects. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my listeners wrote that he's new to the area. He moved during the pandemic. He got a new job, and he's been there a year and has no new friends. Nobody wants to be his friend. Neighbors are cold. Coworkers are cold. He's not alone. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard people are like, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. I'll speak to a patient in one of the states I'm licensed in. And I'm like, do you have anybody who could take you to the hospital? I don't want you to drive. They're like, no. I go, any neighbors, any friends? I don't know them. Oh, you just moved, huh? No, I've been here a while. Just there's nobody. I have no friends. And it's shocking because, you know, for some of us, when we were younger, I had an answering machine and it would always be blinking and there'd be always somebody calling and you know, then you get married, and then you have kids, and you still have friends, but it starts to drop off, then you move, and then you slowly start to have less, and you're like, well, that's okay, because I have a family. And then you sometimes find yourself, you know what, I'm not really investing time and energy into friends, so you're not making new ones, and then you start to find yourself alone. And I'm nervous with patients, because what if you don't have a big family? And so let's say you age out and you've outlived your spouse and you are alone and your kids don't want to take care of you. Now you're alone. And if you don't have friends, there's a lot of people that they just don't have friends. Why? What's wrong with friends? Well, some of the friends I've had have been fantastic. And I have a much more narrower friend group. But these are people who I love, and I'll give a kidney for any of them. But I've had friends where they just want to use you. And I'm too old to be used. I don't need to have a wingman anymore, you know, and hang out with someone I don't like just so I can have a wingman when I go to the bar or the club. I don't need to hang out with people just to be able to say I'm friends with them. I only have time to be with people who are quality people who really want to be friends with me, and not because they want a prescription or they want medical advice or they, you know, want something else. And I've had to let go a lot of people who were fake friends. And so what do you do if you've kind of already kind of been through, you know, you're a little seasoned and you just don't have time for other people's BS? And many people are selfish and they usually want something from you, you start to isolate. And then once your friends move off or leave or die, you start to become alone. Well, I think what we have to do, especially since we have such a French shortage, is we need to expand our tiers and understand that you have tiers. So I have a couple close families who are, to me, they're blood. They are the highest level friends. Then I have other friends that are great to hang out with. Great. But I'm going to have a certain amount of separation that I'm comfortable with, that they're comfortable with. And then I have a lot of acquaintances. People I can party with, people I can hang out with. You know, and then I have a group of older friends who I went through either school with or I went through some trauma with or whatever, and these guys are also a place in my heart. And they're, you know, but you're going to have to stratify, because if you're looking for your Fred and Ethel Mertz, let's say, somebody you could give a key to your house, you're going to be disappointed. And I see that all the time. People are like, I have friends, but they're nobody I could trust. So why waste my time? Well, yeah, if you have somebody who's distrustful, you don't need to be friends with them. But if you're looking for somebody who can take care of your kids when you die, you're putting too much on that relationship. You can't be doing that. And so you don't want to be alone, and you're not going to garner and cultivate friendships and relationships if you already have your expectations too high. Same thing with dating. You have people that mess up with dating all the time because they're looking for a husband or they're looking for a wife. Well, no. Okay, when you're going out to date, that's what you should be doing. You should be going out to date. And I get a lot of us don't have time to be dating someone that's not marriage material if that's what you're looking for. And you could have a filter, but don't put those expectations, because sometimes the people you fall in love with and you end up being with are people you never, ever thought that you would end up with. My husband, I never thought I would end up with him. And I thought he was way out of my league. He was, you know, getting all the pretty girls, and I didn't even think he would even notice me. And he ends up being my husband, so I lucked out because we garnered a relationship. So if you're new to a city and you don't have friends, one thing that you might want to do, if you are comfortable where you live, is throwing a little, I don't know, tailgate, or what do you call those parties where you have them outside and you have like a, I forget what it's called, a block party. Just go out there. Bring a barbecue, have some foods, hey guys, just come on, have some beer, have some drinks, hey guys, I just want to introduce myself, here I am. If you want some food, great, if not, I'm just going to kick back, say hi, and chances are people are going to come and meet you. Having a dog or a pet is fantastic, too, because it gets you out of the house, you're walking, you're meeting other pet owners, and they obviously think you're cool if you have a pet, because, you know, to have a pet, you love animals, hopefully you're treating that animal really, really good. I think if you belong to a church or temple, that's fantastic. It's a great way to meet people. Volunteer. Volunteer for certain clubs, organizations, because then you can meet people. Another thing you can do is take a class. I understand there's a lot of online classes, but a cooking class, hard to do online. Take a cooking class. While you're cooking, you'll meet people. Maybe you don't like people the first class, but maybe the second class, you'll make some friends. Sometimes these classes, you have to have a partner. And then when they hook you up with a partner, then you're able to work together with people. And you don't have to, when you move to a new area or you move to a new job, you don't have to be best friends right away. We might see that in TV where somebody works somewhere and then all of a sudden they become best friends. They go out that night and then they go through all these antics together. That's not real life. Real life is, you know, you go somewhere, they're like, well, do I know this person? Do I trust them? And then it takes time. And it always takes time. And you have to be patient. If you rush a friendship, just like if you rush a relationship, it ends badly. So my recommendation would be to get out there, volunteer, let your neighbors know who you are, bring out some beer, drinks, or whatever, and say, hey, you know, just hanging out. And I get some people like, who the hell is this person? I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to get roofied. And eventually you will. Now, if all you're doing is working online, yeah, you're going to have a problem because you're not meeting people at work. But then get out there, take a class, go to church. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities. There's a lot of things. There might be something you really are passionate about. Let's say it's politics. There's always candidates looking for people to do walks and do parties, and you meet tons of people there. You know, I mean, find something you commonly like, and it will come. But we don't necessarily have to have tons of friends. Okay, it doesn't mean something's seriously wrong with you if you don't have 50 people to call to at a party. All right, I mean, it's great to have a party. It's great to have people there. I love having parties. But sometimes, you know, having a few good friends is all you need. Just don't screw up with them. So that's another thing you can do. You can't throw a party. People love coming to parties. They'll say, hey, this is just, I mean, just a welcome to the neighborhood. You know, come into my home. You know, don't clog the toilet. Nice to meet you. It's a great way to meet people. And then what you also need to do is don't overextend. A lot of times, and I do this, I'll meet cool people. I'm like, we're going out. We're doing this. And then I don't have time. And then I don't call them for a few weeks. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, she hates me. No, it's not that. It's just I overpromise. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.